flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Horace, and you know what? Fall is just around the corner. We are starting to see those pesky mosquitoes, not to mention all the other insects that everyone wants to keep away from your outdoor activities, right? So today, we have Broadview Screen in the house to help us inform all of us on all the different ways we can keep the bugs out. We can keep the sun out, the weather out, everything you're looking for. We'll be covering everything about screen rooms, three-season rooms, automatic retractable screens and shades. They've got it all. And don't forget, as always, I'll have my On the Road with Rich and my hack segments throughout the show. You don't want to miss those. But here now to help us out, spread some of this knowledge of all things screens, is Matt Courtney from Broadview Screen Company. How you doing today, Matt?
Great, Rich. How are you?
I am doing great. It's awesome to see you. It's been a little while with COVID and stuff, and we don't, you know, you probably see my designers a lot more than you see me.
Yeah, exactly. Things got crazy.
But it did get a little crazy, and yeah, it kind of slowed down getting to run around and see people as much. So, hey, it's great to be in person with you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, hey, I just wanted to kind of start out with kind of yourself and then the whole, you know, Broadview Screen Company history, everything. So, as for yourself, Matt, are you originally from St. Louis?
I am. I'm born and raised
awesome.
In St. Louis. You know, so are my parents. So
yeah,
we've got deep roots like most St. Louisans.
Yep. Awesome. So can you give us just a little bit of your background, you know, in the industry and how you got started and all that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I did not have a construction background when my wife and I purchased Broadview. So I sold warehouse space throughout the United States and Canada. Wanted to look at a business. I wanted to buy a business, started looking. And then I ran into Broadview, which was owned by Ron and Sharon Kessler, and who happened, you know, Ron was my little league coach. So, you know, I had an in there, knew him really well, and things worked out. So in May of 07, right before the housing crash, I purchased Broadview, which was horrible timing. But, you know, everything's fine, right? But
and the
business, Ron and Sharon, they started it in 1989. You know, so we're over 35 years old, and it's, you know, we're, you know, everything's good.
Yeah, awesome. So can you just kind of touch quickly, just describing Broadview Screen and just some of the different types of work that you guys perform?
So we work with, you know, a number of different, you know, guys in construction, obviously remodelers like yourself, new home builders, and we do some commercial work, mostly for retirement communities, assisted living. So, But, you know, the majority of the work we do is through remodelers and through new home builders and custom builders.
Awesome. And so in your shop, you've got a little showroom kind of set up to kind of display, you know, some of these different things that you do. Can you kind of just describe that experience and what people can expect coming into the showroom to look at some of these products?
Sure. Well, so we moved, you know, we used to be right next door to you guys in Leffingwell, right down the street, not next door. But nobody could, you know, nobody could find us there because we were tucked away by the railroad tracks. So we moved to Sunset Hills about 10 years ago, right off of Gravois Road in the industrial area down there. And we have a... We have 10,000 square feet, believe it or not, with a nice, you know, probably 3,000 square foot showroom. It's not very big, but keep in mind that, you know, we don't have a, you know, four product lines. So there's not a great, you know, there's not a real reason to have a huge showroom. But everybody can come in and get a very good idea of what the product looks like in their house. We have a deck set up with all the different products on it, you know, and our sun control products are on the windows.
So. Yeah, awesome, awesome. So so if someone wanted to come by and everything, are you guys still scheduling your visits as far as when people come in? And
we would love for you to schedule a visit. That's ending right now, unfortunately. I mean, people are just popping
kind of popping in.
But it's so much easier for us as a staff if you would schedule it, so we kind of have an idea of what's going on, rather than just showing up and, you know, catching us a little bit off guard. Of course, you're more than welcome to come in, but it's just easier to schedule an appointment and tell us what you're looking for.
Yeah, yeah. And as you can see, you know, we kind of did the same thing with this Leffingwell address and everything. We now have our Kirkwood studio right in the heart of Kirkwood, easy to find. You can walk by, you can walk in, you know, you can see it because, yeah, when you're back in that industrial place back there in Kirkwood, it's definitely kind of hidden, hard to come by, and not a lot of people know about it.
Yeah, everybody was so excited that we were in Kirkwood, but then they couldn't find us.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, what's the... Anyways.
Yep. So how can listeners find you guys? How can they find out more information and find
the easiest way, you know, the easiest way to start is obviously going to the internet. You know, broadviewscreen.com is the best way to start the process. But we're located at 12951 Gravois Road, Suite 110. We're right across the street from the concrete pipe plant is what I tell people. So right in Sunset Hills.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. And we have been doing stuff with you guys for so long, different projects and stuff. I wanted to get into my On the Road with Rich segment here because I remembered one from a few years ago. Actually, it was 2018, so it was 4 years ago. Probably the last time I saw you in person at the shop or something before pre-COVID. But, you know, going around, traveling, talking to all these clients and different things that – you know, they're after and they're wanting. Sometimes we need to come back and rely on you guys and other professionals to kind of go, oh, wow, can we even do that? Can that stuff even happen? And, you know, this particular client, you know, as I was walking around their house, visiting, looking at all sorts of stuff, they had a little deck and it had a rectangular opening and it had a round opening, you know, through like some ephes, you know, stucco type, you know, stuff. And she's like, I'd love to screen this off so when we can come out here, sit and read, it's like right off their library, you know, we can have it screened off. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. I'm like, because, you know, I know they can make a square screen and we can put it over that round opening and it would look probably fairly hideous, but would be effective. I said, but I've never asked them to make an actual circle. I've seen half rounds or different things. I'm like, but a true full just circle, and got with you guys and everything. And man, you custom made this thing happen, this actual round screen frame and everything slipped right in there, and it's still there. We're actually at their house now. We've done about 8 projects for these clients since about 2004. which I think speaks volumes on, you know, Mosby's track record and all this stuff. So right now we're in there looking at their master bathroom, and I was in there, and I kind of was looking at that from the outside, like, there's that round screen still there. Looks better than ever. But can you kind of just touch on for everybody your screen room system, how you do custom stuff like that, but how do you do the normal stuff
too? Well, I mean, I got to first start off by telling you that we took pictures of the round screen and it came out awesome, but I can't show anybody that. Our guys will kill me.
Yeah.
If I start showing all the custom stuff, because it was not easy, but man, yeah, it turned out better than I thought it would. You know, everything that comes out of our shop, we manufacture the screen panels in our Gravois location, and everything that comes out is custom. You know, we use a 1-inch square frame, and then it's for the actual screen panels. You can have a cross rail, you know, kick panel in the fixed integrated safety rail if you'd like, or nothing. We mull them together with an H-shaped, you know, piece of aluminum, and, you know, which minimizes, you know, the obstruction of view. So, you know, so it's not like a big, you know, wood 4x4 post or 6x6 post. It's just about 2.5 inches of aluminum. And we can use, you know, standard insect mesh. We have an upgrade for better view mesh, which is something that, you know, you can obviously see through better. And I tell people, if they like the, you know, if you're looking for, if you like your view, you know, I would upgrade to it. I put this mesh in my windows at home before we started selling it, because I thought maybe it was just a bunch of hocus pocus, and we've got a nice view, and it really does. Your eye just kind of goes through the mesh.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's amazing how it's like it's not even there.
Right.
You know, when you look through that. But you did mention, too, like a safety thing. So if you're so high off the ground, I'm guessing we don't have to build rails or build, you know, half walls or anything like that. That's something that you can just incorporate in that system?
Yeah, it is integrated into our system.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, and that's, you know, that's for fall protection.
Yep, and it's in, you know, integrated into there is great, but what I really like about it is that it's, you know, it's basically the rail that everyone's after.
Right.
You know, they want the thin black spindles, or they want, you know, something that, again, you're just kind of seeing through. It doesn't really obstruct anything, and that's kind of how that safety rail looks.
Yeah, 3/4-inch round spindles, you know, 4-inch on center, like code, you know.
Yep, and so basically, when you were talking about custom, so then you can kind of take these, any openings, and design a system that will fit floor to ceiling, post to post, like
slanted roofs. You know, we also do, you know, gable openings for, you know, the gables. Everything, you know, it's funny. People try to talk to me about how do you customize your business, and I can't. Everything's custom. Like, I can't do, you know, I can't get it specialized and pump out things that are standard. There's nothing standard. So,
well, and yeah, one size just really never fits all in this residential industry. That, you know, unless you're just building something to fit what you've designed, it's never going to work out, and you got to just make it and everything.
Well, and you know, outdoor products are not, you know, it's not like indoor. They're not going to be square. I mean, it's just not going to happen. So,
yep.
Everything is out of square.
So if someone had like a deck built with a covered roof over it or something, and they've been thinking about screening it in, or maybe even three seasons, something like that, then you guys could come in and retrofit that just perfectly around what they have.
Exactly. I mean, we can definitely help them we do that quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, there's a number of home builders that don't offer screen porches, and that we come in after the fact.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's the way, you know, a lot of even home builders or remodelers, you know, really are, is they're kind of like, well, we'll do our part, and then you deal with that, You know, and so working, you know, us working with you guys for so many years, I've been over, you know, about 20 years, 20, 21 years now, you know, the difference here at Mosby is we'll incorporate this whole thing. We'll get the whole design done. We'll work and schedule with you guys. We'll figure out how it works, what fits, where the outlets need to be, if we need them, all these different things, and literally design and perform and build this entire structure so that, you know, you don't have to worry about that. What right. homeowner I mean, that, really wants to do that?
Right. Well, and that's why we love working with you, you know, because we know, you know, we're going to be talking to a Mosby staff member about how the screens are situated rather than to a homeowner. You know, of course, we like talking to the homeowners and we'll explain things. But if somebody who's in the industry, you know, who has background in carpentry, understands more, you know, and can make the project look better. And that's what you guys do. So we love it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I can't wait after we take a break, after we're back, when we get into some of the retractable screens. I've got some great stuff on ones that we've done with you and doing exactly that, how we make that work, how we make that fit. You know, and how we design all that in and bring you guys in up front to make sure that we're building the right thing that's going to house the right thing for you so that, you know, we're not just finding that out later and, you know, having issues down the road or you're in later going, oh, man, I wish they'd have done that differently. But so for now, we're going to get into our first break. We'll have my hack when we return and we'll get more into these rooms when we're back.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, guys, you heard the man. Rich's Right at Home Hack here. Got the easiest, quickest thing probably possible for you. Cleaning your screens can be such a hassle, especially if you've got like the cottonwood trees and stuff like that. No matter how much you hose or pick at them or scrub on them, there's always some amount of debris kind of left behind. However, the simplest thing in the world, just grab a lint roller. Simply roll that lint roller over the surface of your screens. It'll pick up all those little pieces that are hard to get, clean it off instantly. And if your screens are hard to reach, if they're higher up, you know what? Forgo the ladder. Just tape the lint roller to an extension pole, run it across there, keep your feet safe on the ground, easy peasy lemon squeezy, right? So remember, every week you can find these hacks on my Facebook or LinkedIn. Just search Rich Orris Mosby. Take you right to me every week. And let's get back here with Matt Courtney from Broadview Screen Company. Hey, so you were kind of mentioning another way to clean, too, that might be something that people have in their house. So how do you recommend cleaning those screens?
We kind of accidentally found this, but like on a dry day, a Swiffer duster works really well. And then, you know, if you really have to, you know, lightly hose them off.
Yeah.
Please don't use a pressure washer.
Yeah, like, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And, you know, working with you guys hand in hand for so long, I can tell you, I'm sure I don't miss Debbie as much as you do. But, yeah, you know, 20 years with Debbie was, you know,
there's never going to be another Debbie.
Yeah, I know. Right. Everybody absolutely loved Debbie. But so over the 20 years and everything, Matt, what I'd like to kind of touch on is, you know, what have you seen changed over the past 20 years and you know, what's been trending and what's coming up, you know, for your guys' industry?
Kathy and I laugh about this quite a bit because when we started looking at the books, you know, from years ago, and the jobs that we had were 10-foot by 12-foot three-sided screen porches, you know.
Yeah.
Wood, you know, deck floors, you know. That's it. Maybe they'd throw in some gables and get crazy and one door. It was, you know, these were, you know, standard run-of-the-mill screen porches, and that's what we did. And we didn't really deviate that. If we got one that was 15-foot wide, it was, wow, you know, this is getting bigger.
Yeah.
Now it's just exploded. I mean, you know, it's outrageous what people are doing to their outdoor kitchens and the outdoor living areas. I mean, there are, you know, now there's stone floors, you know, there's brick. We're recessing, you know, some of these, what we're going to get to later with the motorized screens into, into stone. You know, there's heaters, fireplaces, huge televisions. It's just gotten, you know, huge. The 10 by 12 is no longer there anymore.
We're living outside now.
Right. And I mean, so, you know, obviously ceiling fans were always important, but now there's multiple ceiling fans. I mean, so it's really neat to see, but this thing, it's just gotten bigger, you know, and a lot more fancy.
Yeah, I tell you, the thing I've seen quite a bit lately in the past few years is, you know, the ceiling fan in the middle, or maybe two, like down the ridge in the middle, but the fans on the post,
right,
kind of blowing in and everything. The smaller, they move around. They do. I mean, they're coming up with so many different ways like that to make these spaces so much more enjoyable. But you know, talking about the retractable stuff, because that's really like what I've been seeing so much of the wave of, you know, trending in the future in these screen rooms, is making them go away and come back again, and having it happen easily, automatically with a remote. But I could tell you, you know, one of these that we were designing, we designed this whole, you know, back screen porch, and we were designing your guys's retractable, you know, power screens and everything in it. And the homeowner, you know, kind of looked at it and said, man, I'd really love for that outside opening to not have that center post, you know. And I'm like, boy, with these retractable screens, I just don't think that's going to be possible. I'm like, that opening's huge. I can't imagine. I said, we'll ask him, you know, kind of like with the round one. I was the same way. Let me talk to him and see if they can make this thing round. But I'm like, yeah, let me check and see how wide these things can be. And sure enough, yeah, we can do that entire opening. So we got this giant beam run across, and the whole opening is going to be one big wide screen opening. So when we do those retractable type screens, top down, powered, that sort of thing, how wide can those things go up to?
Well, we like doing them between, you know, up to 25 feet long and 16 feet tall. So
that is huge.
And it is huge. And you know, for special, you know, Phantom is going to tell you, Phantom is the manufacturer. They're going to tell you that they can be made even longer. And in special situations, they can be. But my comfort level's at the 25-foot width. Anything below that is great.
So, yeah, and I think we were maybe 23-something, and I was like, yeah, there's no way that's happening. You know, I literally thought that can't be possible, right?
We do a lot of
that. Is so awesome. And so when you do those, do they always need power, like outlets and stuff for them, or is there any battery ones? Or
no, well, we do the powered ones, you know, and electric. You know, that's the best way to do it. The batteries have not caught up to that big of screens yet. They're just not powerful.
Gotcha. Enough. Yeah, it makes sense.
You can get them in sunshades, but not those. So
okay. Yeah, and so speaking of sunshades, what are the different types of, like, screens and sunshades and things that they can get on these retractable openings?
So there's a number, you know, we have a whole mesh book, you know, of fabric. So it's insect mesh, which is your standard, you know, what you see on your window screens. There's solar mesh, which blocks, you know, anywhere from 75 to, you know, 95% of the UV sun. There's climate control, which is something that's, you know, what they call it, it's a clear vinyl that can be rolled down as well, which is, that's what's really trending big right now for us. And then the last one would be privacy or a 100% block for
you. Oh, okay.
And, you know, some of those products, you know, not all of them can be made 25 feet wide. You know, the vinyl goes up to about 18.
Gotcha.
You know, and then the privacy, you know, really should not be going to a full 25 foot.
Yeah. And so can you do the, in the mesh, like screen mesh, can you do the better view?
We can't, unfortunately, because we can only do that in our fixed panels. The BetterView mesh is not durable enough for the rolling and down, unfortunately. And what Phantom does, and you know, they really are the leading manufacturers of this. They've been doing this for, you know, 25 years at least. And they weld the mesh on using heat onto the, you know, the material that then slides down the track. So that's another aspect of it. It just doesn't weld. Yeah. It doesn't weld that great.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that totally makes sense. But you know, talking about cleaning screens, what a better way to clean your screen is just roll it up into a mechanism and right. not even have it out when exactly. the cottonwoods are blowing stuff all around, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and so can you do more than one option in the same opening?
So you can. What's been really big the last 2 years has been what I've told you about. It's a dual roller system. So one is the insect mesh, and then the second one is either clear vinyl, or we'll use a sun control fabric that blocks out 95% of the UV sun, which you know, in theory, blocks out 95% of the wind as well. And so, you know, when I was talking about these porches that had heaters and fireplaces, they want to contain the heat. You know, these guys, most people want to go out, you know, watch their football on their big, you know, the flat screen TV out on the porch. You know, it gets colder, so they want to retain some heat, and they use the vinyl product or that 95% block solar mesh. And then during the summer, they use the insect mesh for the ventilation. Allows ventilation, but no bugs get in.
Yeah. And so I've also, I've had the same thing done on plenty of projects of ours with like the three season room with your Easy Breeze system and everything, where we'll put, you know, a couple heaters, radiant heaters on the vaulted ceiling, kind of aiming down. And I've heard a lot of people have great success with that retaining heat also for sitting out there when it's colder.
Yeah, and in the three, you know, the PGT Easy Breeze system is a wonderful, wonderful product. And it really needs, you really need to see, look at pictures of it, come into our showroom and see the product, because it sounds a little hokey when you're explaining it to you, you know, via the radio or over the phone. But it's a four light system, you know, that is similar to a window. We can't call it a window because there's no glazing on it. But it has, the four lights are you know, they operate vertically and allow for 75% ventilation. And it's not glass, but it is a clear, high-density vinyl that is insanely durable. It was initially made for golf course communities in Florida and Arizona where, you know, people were hitting golf balls into their porches. It's great. And then, obviously, there's a screen there for insect control. You know, that... Well, we talked about, you know, me buying the business in 07 during the housing crash. The Easy Breeze product is really what kept us going. You know, people have latched onto it, it knocks the wind down. It keeps the majority of the water off your porch. You're going to see a little bit in driving rains. But then it keeps the pollen off everybody's furniture. And, you know, they don't have to clean it. So that's another great thing.
Yeah, it is really nice, very quite amazing how it functions and operates. And I had a carport that we did a couple years ago.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, remember that? And we infilled that whole thing with that Easy Breeze system, and then we ended up doing garage doors that were actually glass. And it is the coolest looking system, and I've been to four other houses around there, you know, calling in from just seeing that and going, that is so awesome. How do you do that? Can I do that? Can, you know, and none of them have had the same quite circumstance that she had where we were available to do that. Just the way it was built and that it already had screens and stuff, the municipality allowed us to do that. But we're going to get into our final break here. When we come back, let's touch on some more of that. We got a few other things for you. We'll be right back.
listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, here we go. We are back. Final segment. We've been hanging out here with Matt Courtney from Broadview Screen Company, going over all their different systems, all these cool, neat things that they can do for you and that they do for us, you know, in our projects when we design these screen rooms and retractable screens and three-season rooms. You know, they're the trade partner that we're working with to figure these projects out and everything. And so I appreciate you being on again and everything. And
well, thanks for having me.
Ton more to talk about here, but wanted to kind of stick just for a minute in with this Easy Breeze system, because like you were saying, it is hard to describe, you know, and to describe the picture of the hand like pushing through what we might call the glass, that, right, that vinyl, is really kind of crazy. I would definitely advise, you know, people thinking about a system like this to go to your website and everything and really search that thing down and look at it, because it is kind of hard to really explain how well that thing is and works.
It's tough. But, you know, that's the nice thing is they can be made so wide and tall. You know, you can't make a window that big, you know, that's operable. So,
yeah. And like we did on the carport one, we had, you know, the upper space that you could never get to, you know, and we just did like a big awning window up there, you know, same material, fill the space. It doesn't operate. So you can do things like that with it too, right?
Right. Well, and the vinyl, if you don't tell people that it's vinyl, they think it's glass. I mean, so we put the, you know, the gable openings that you were talking about.
Yeah.
You know, they look like windows. I mean, it's outstanding.
Yeah, exactly. It is really, really cool. So the system around it, though, what kind of holds it together and all that stuff, and kind of the door that goes with it, what are some, like, how many different colors can you get the system in?
So our screen port system comes in three colors: white, sandstone, and bronze. The Easy Breeze color comes in white and bronze.
Okay.
So it's two colors. You know, unfortunately,
which hits most of everything when you're doing something,
right?
Like
and we don't
that.
Have, you know, the reality of it. Once you start dealing with an almond or a sandstone color, they never match. So you know, that was so that's why we don't do it. So the white and bronze are, you know, meet almost everyone's needs.
Yeah, and so in these systems, you can do like a door that kind of goes with it.
Yep. Yep, and what we've done, we found, is we've retrofitted the screen door that we use. A great manufacturer out of Tennessee, they make an all extruded aluminum door, which just means that it's durable. And you know, we put the vinyl right in it, right in, instead of the screen. So it's worked out perfectly. You know, with a screen door, you don't want something heavy. You really want something that's light, you know, because over time it doesn't sag.
That is totally awesome. And so what kind of warranty comes with a system like this?
So there's, you know, unfortunately there's no warranty on the screen mesh. There's a 5-year warranty on the vinyl. And then if there's paint issues, please tell me immediately, because there's something wrong with the manufacturing, you know, there's something wrong with the paint line. What's so nice about, and especially about the Easy Breeze, we have all of the parts in our shop. So it can be fixed. You know, the small clips, easily fixed. You know, the vinyl, we can put in new vinyl if you have a problem and need them to be. But you know, as long as you don't use an ammonia-based cleaner, you're going to be fine.
Okay, yeah. So what's a good product for them to clean it with?
So I like, you know, of course, PGT offers their spray. What I tell everybody to do, and it's really kind of funny, only retired men end up cleaning these things, because they don't really need to be cleaned. But I anybody who calls in, it's a guy asking how do you clean them. I ask them if they're retired. But so like a light water, you know, light hose, and then one part Woolite, three parts water with a lint-free rag, easy, you know, wipe them down.
Yeah, awesome. And so in this system, if you're high off the ground, you know, on a deck or something like that, do you need to build half walls and rails and stuff, or does that have the rails in it too?
So since it's not considered glazing, you do need a handrail. Okay. And we do offer a rail, or we can work around, you know, we've done some projects where you guys used different rails as well.
Yeah, so. Yeah, awesome. So, yeah, and man, the one we did out in like Augusta, it just blended in with the house so well with the colors and everything. And they did like a stone floor that kind of went right into that room. And that's the latest one where we'd put a couple of those heaters, and they're up on a hill. They can pretty much in the winter see to like Alton.
Wow.
From like, yeah. Augusta, Missouri. And talk about wanting to see your view and all that, but it really does, you know, they said it really stays warm. It's very comfortable when they have those, you know, heaters on, and it keeps that breeze out and everything. And they said it'll keep it really comfortable. They have their morning coffee and stuff out there, and absolutely love the view. It is such a clear, you know, great product for that. So, but let's get into some of these other different products, because you've got a few things that are kind of what I would call kind of hit and miss, or you almost need to know about, you know, as far as like even the retractable, you know, screens and sunshades and things like that. You know, are there other places, windows and doors and things, where you do like retractable sunshades and, you know, smaller things like that?
Sure. So we do offer a product line called Insurol. They're made out of Colorado, but it's a sunshade made to be outside. You know, either it's stainless steel or high density plastic. And, you know, they come in a variety of different fabrics. We push, you know, the 95% block fabric in a brown and black type weave, but a pull chain operated. But they're perfect for porches. And we just tell people, you know, live with your porch for a little bit, see where the sun's coming in, and we can then help you out with the shades. Then also, you know, Phantom also offers a retractable screen door that is great for, you know, fixed doors on your house. And
I'll tell you that. So that Phantom screen door, again, not a better way in the world to keep your screen door clean is to have it just retract back into this little unit. So the screen's really only exposed when you're using it. Can those go on like bigger doors, French doors, and things like that?
I mean, there's really no better option to screen a French door than to use a Phantom.
Yeah. It's really cool how they come together. And so to kind of explain to people, so like I had one of these screen doors on the door from my garage to my kitchen. And one of the main reasons was we had, you know, side entry garage, and every breeze we ever got, 98% of the breeze that came across our house came across that side of the house, and there was literally no other windows, really nothing else over there. And so if we had our garage door up and closed that screen, left the door open, it was literally the only way we would get, you know, any type of breeze inside our house, you know, in spring or fall. And of course, in the garage, you don't want this door swinging out and hitting the car and trying to get things through. And so it was just so great and convenient, you know, how pop that magnet, it slides right in. It's totally awesome, you know.
Well, it's amazing because the garage acts like a flue, right? So I tell you, it just funnels wind. And that's where I tell people, that's really the best. I like that location. You know, also one going onto your deck or whatnot's great too. So
yeah, exactly.
And we've actually gotten rid of the magnet. There's actually a thumb latch now handle. So we need to upgrade your door.
I'll tell you what, that's how long it's been. Like it's that's how long these things last, people. Like didn't even know that there's a different mechanism now, because it's just been there and it's worked for I don't even know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've got plenty that are 15 years old.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, so
Absolutely. They're just totally awesome. So can you touch just real quick, too, because you guys do some commercial work and stuff, and you have some security type shutter roll down things
we
and
do,
stuff
you
like
know,
that?
Most of you guys are going to – they're hurricane shutters if you've ever been to Florida. But, yes, we've done, you know, for outside bars, restaurants that need something to pull down for storage units or for, you know, in front of their bar where they don't want people to get in and vandalize it. We have a all aluminum security shutter made by Pentagon. So they're wonderful. And we have done some residential work with them as well on big homes where people don't necessarily live there year round. And they want to, you know, close off their porches. So.
Yeah, yeah. And I've got one right now where we're doing all the estimating and stuff on it, where it's just a big outdoor pavilion, kitchen, bar, pizza oven, fireplace. And, you know, they're snowbirds. They go to Florida in the winter and stuff, and they want to be able to just shut it down, lock it down, not worry about it while they're gone, all of that. So we're looking at doing, you know, some stuff like that for them so that they don't have to worry about that. But hey, we are getting close to out of time. I did want to remind everybody, if you wanted to see any of this stuff, or if you want, you know, any type of project like that, you can call Mosby too. We can come out and look and design and figure stuff out. 314-909-1800. Real quick, how can they find you guys?
Go to the web at broadviewscreen.com or call us at 314-842-8888.
Awesome. Well, Matt, I had a great time today. Love catching up. Glad I got to see you in person.
Yeah, great seeing you too. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Yeah, no problem. And for everybody else, I will talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horris.
All right, guys, here we go. We are back. Final segment. We've been hanging out here with Matt Courtney from Broadview Screen Company, going over all their different systems, all these cool, neat things that they can do for you and that they do for us, you know, in our projects when we design these screen rooms and retractable screens and three-season rooms. You know, they're the trade partner that we're working with to figure these projects out and everything. And so I appreciate you being on again and everything. And
thanks for having me.
Ton more to talk about here, but wanted to kind of stick just for a minute in with this Easy Breeze system, because like you were saying, it is hard to describe, you know, and to describe the picture of the hand like pushing through what we might call the glass, that vinyl, is really kind of crazy. I would definitely advise, you know, people thinking about a system like this to go to your website and everything and really search that thing down and look at it, because it is kind of hard to really explain how well that thing is.
Yeah,
and works.
But it's tough. But, you know, that's the nice thing is they can be made so wide and tall. You know, you can't make a window that big, you know, that's operable. So,
yeah. And like we did on the carport one, we had, you know, the upper space that you could never get to, you know, and we just did like a big awning window up there, you know, same material, fill the space. It doesn't operate, so you can do things like that with it too, right?
Right. Well, and the vinyl, if you don't tell people that it's vinyl, they think it's glass. I mean, so we put the, you know, the gable openings that you were talking about.
Yeah.
You know, they look like windows. I mean, it's outstanding.
Yeah, exactly. It is really, really cool. So the system around it, though, what kind of holds it together and all that stuff, and kind of the door that goes with it. What are some, like, how many different colors can you get the system in?
So our screen port system comes in three colors: white, sandstone, and bronze. The Easy Breeze color comes in white and bronze.
Okay,
so it's two colors. You know, unfortunately,
which hits most of everything when you're doing something,
right?
Like
and we don't
that.
Have, you know, the reality of it. Once you start dealing with an almond or a sandstone color, they never match. So you know, that was so that's why we don't do it. So the white and bronze are, you know, meet almost everyone's needs.
Yeah, and so in these systems, you can do like a door that kind of goes with it.
Yep, Yep. And what we've done, we found is we've retrofitted the screen door that we use. A great manufacturer out of Tennessee. They make an all extruded aluminum door, which just means that it's durable. And you know, we put the vinyl right in it. Right in, instead of the screen. So it's worked out perfectly. You know, with a screen door, you don't want something heavy. You really want something that's light, you know, because over time it doesn't sag.
Yep, that is totally awesome. And so what kind of warranty comes with a system like this?
So there's, you know, unfortunately, there's no warranty on the screen mesh. There's a 5-year warranty on the vinyl. And then if there's paint issues, please tell me immediately, because there's something wrong with the manufacturing. You know, there's something wrong with the paint line. What's so nice about, and especially about the Easy Breeze, we have all of the parts in our shop. So it can be fixed. You know, the small clips, easily fixed. You know, the vinyl, we can put in new vinyl if you have a problem. And need them to be. But yeah, you know, as long as you don't use an ammonia-based cleaner, you're going to be fine.
Okay, yeah. So what's a good product for them to clean it with?
So I like, you know, of course, PGT offers their spray. What I tell everybody to do, and it's really kind of funny, only retired men end up cleaning these things because they don't really need to be cleaned. But I anybody who calls in, it's a guy asking how do you clean them. I ask them if they're retired. But so like yeah. a light water, you know, light hose, and then one part woolite, three parts water with a lint-free rag, easy, you know, wipe them down.
Yeah, awesome. And so in this system, if you're high off the ground, you know, on a deck or something like that, do you need to build half walls and rails and stuff, or does that have the rails in it too?
So since it's not considered glazing, you do need a handrail. Okay. And we do offer a rail, or we can work around. You know, we've done some projects where you guys used different rails as well.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah, and man, the one we did out in like Augusta, it just blended in with the house so well with the colors and everything. And they did like a stone floor that kind of went right into that room. And that's the latest one where we'd put a couple of those heaters, and they're up on a hill. They can pretty much in the winter see to like Alton.
Wow.
From like, Augusta, Missouri. And talk about wanting to see your view and all that. But it really does, you know, they said it really stays warm. It's very comfortable when they have those, you know, heaters on, and it keeps that breeze out and everything. And they said it'll keep it really comfortable. They have their morning coffee and stuff out there. And absolutely love the view. It is such a clear, you know, great product for that. So, but let's get into some of these other different products, because you've got a few things that are kind of what I would call kind of hit and miss, or you almost need to know about, you know, as far as like even the retractable, you know, screens and sunshades and things like that. You know, are there other places, windows and doors and things, where you do like retractable sunshades and, you know, smaller things like that?
Sure. So we do offer a product line called Insurol. They're made out of Colorado, but it's a sunshade made to be outside. You know, either it's stainless steel or high density plastic. And you know, they come in a variety of different fabrics. We push, you know, the 95% block fabric in a brown and black type weave, but a pull chain operated, but they're perfect for porches. And we just tell people, you know, live with your porch for a little bit, see where the sun's coming in, and we can then help you out with the shades. Then also, you know, Phantom also offers a retractable screen door that is great for, you know, fixed doors on your house. And
I'll tell you that Phantom screen door, again, not a better way in the world to keep your screen door clean is to have it just retract back into this little unit. So the screen's really only exposed when you're using it. Can those go on like bigger doors, French doors, and things like that?
I mean, there's really no better option to screen a French door than to use a Phantom.
Yeah. It's really cool how they come together. And so to kind of explain to people, so like I had one of these screen doors on the door from my garage to my kitchen. And one of the main reasons was we had, you know, side entry garage, and every breeze we ever got, 98% of the breeze that came across our house came across that side of the house, and there was literally no other windows, really nothing else over there. And so if we had our garage door up and closed that screen, left the door open, it was literally the only reason, the only way we would get, you know, any type of breeze inside our house, you know, in spring or fall. And of course, in the garage, you don't want this door swinging out and hitting the car and trying to get things through. And so it was just so great and convenient, you know, how pop that magnet, it slides right in. It's totally awesome, you know.
Well, it's amazing because the garage acts like a flue, right? It just funnels wind. And that's where I tell people that's really the best. I like that location. You know, also one going onto your deck or whatnot's great too. So
yeah, exactly.
And we've actually gotten rid of the magnet. There's actually a thumb latch now handle. So we need to upgrade your door.
I'll tell you what, that's how long it's been. Like it's that's how long these things last, people. Like I didn't even know that there's a different mechanism now because it's just been there and it's worked for I don't even know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've got plenty that are 15 years old.
Oh yeah.
Now. I mean, so
absolutely, they're just totally awesome. So can you touch just real quick too, because you guys do some commercial work and stuff, and you have some security type shutter roll down things.
We
and
do.
Stuff
you
like
know,
that.
Most of you guys are gonna they're hurricane shutters if you've ever been to Florida. Yeah. But yes, we've done, you know, for outside bars, restaurants that need something to pull down for storage units or for, you know, in front of their bar where they don't want people to get in and vandalize it. We have a you know, all aluminum security shutter made by Pentagon, so they're wonderful. And we have done some residential work with them as well on big homes where people don't necessarily live there year round, and they want to, you know, close off their porches. So.
Yeah, and I've got one right now where we're doing all the estimating and stuff on it, where it's just a big outdoor pavilion, kitchen, bar, pizza oven, fireplace. And, you know, they're snowbirds, they go to Florida in the winter and stuff, and they want to be able to just shut it down, lock it down, not worry about it while they're gone, all of that. So we're looking at doing, you know, some stuff like that for them so that they don't have to worry about that. But hey, we are getting close to out of time. I did want to remind everybody, if you wanted to see any of this stuff, or if you want, you know, any type of project like that, you can call Mosby too. We can come out and look and design and figure stuff out. 314-909-1800. Real quick, how can they find you guys?
Go to the web at broadviewscreen.com or call us at 314-842-8888.
Awesome. Well, Matt, I had a great time today. Love catching up. Glad I got to see you in person.
Yeah, great seeing you too. Thanks a lot.
Rich. Yeah, no problem. And for everybody else, I will talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.